Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half. And God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Mahunda. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's going to be such an elevation. And I'm hearing God says that it's like visions and mysteries, revelations are just going to come to you. God says that there's such a high anointing and advancement. God says for you to not get weary, for God says that he's going to energize you, for there's much work for you to do. And I'm hearing God say that there's going to be some sort of property, a land placed into your hand in expansion, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Mahunda, and I concur, because I've seen you come into America. God says that he's going to send you to America, because it's almost like while you'll be coming here, other pastors from America will be going to where you at or these international places. And God says he's going to really stir that up a lot. God says, so don't be wary and don't be afraid, because he's placed something very, very special in you that you're going to be able to handle a lot of the situations that the people are suffering with. God says he's sending you because some people have lost their faith. Their faith is weak. And God says you are the man that it's going to take to come to build the many sheep that fell off to the side. And that is the word of the Lord.
Praise God. Bless you, Pastor Mahonda. I just hear God saying there is a lifting, there is a lifting, there is a lifting that's bringing forth a transition and a transformation for you. I just hear God say divine revelation knowledge is coming to you, that it's going to bless you and that you're going to impart to others. So prepare yourself. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor Mahonda. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, fresh new wind. For I hear Father God saying this is the season where he's blowing a fresh new wind in a new way. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to take action. For Father God says this is the season where you're coming into what I hear Father God saying, the wealth cure. Father God says you're going to be ready to pour out wisdom concerning wealth and prosperity to the people. I hear Father God saying new principles, scriptural principles, and I hear Father God saying, write the book. Father God says, write the book on the revelation of wealth that he's given you. And that is the word of the Lord.